In the name of Jesus, amen. Welcome to part one of our 14-part course entitled Between the Testaments, also known as the Intertestamental Era, that silent period of time when God did not speak through any prophet for some 400 plus years. That is, from the time of the end of the Old Testament book of Malachi until the time of the New Testament Gospels of Luke and Matthew. In this first session of our study, I wish to introduce to you our course outline. With that said, open your notebooks, or if you are following online, click on Read and follow along as I take you on a tour of our exciting subject matter, whose 14 parts are divided into 28 subsections. May our triune God bless us as we set our spiritual minds to the task before us. As you will see on pages 1 to 3, we have much data to cover. Today we are going to look at parts 2 to 14 to get an overview of the lessons to come. So let's start with part 2. This part will be divided into 4 subsections. First of all, we're going to start with an exciting study of the last 3 verses of the Old Testament, namely Malachi chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. And we will talk about them in terms of the silent years that will follow those words of the last prophet of the Old Testament. Under letter C, we're going to introduce you for the first time to the apocryphal books, those books which Protestants do not consider part of the Bible, but which Roman Catholics do decide that they belong in the Bible. And we will note that there are 14 books or editions that make up those apocryphal books. D, we'll briefly scan world and Jewish history from 420 BC, that's the end of Malachi, until around AD 100. And we'll be noting some New Testament surprises that I'll tell you about under a later part of this study. E, we'll cite resources that I'll be using in order to tell you all about our intertestamental period. Part 3, I'll introduce you to a handout called a timeline, and it's called the chart of the period between the testaments. Those of you who are in my class will each have a copy of this chart. Those watching online will have to kind of follow and see what I am saying, not having the chart right before them. And then under G, we're going to look at some dates, a big list of dates. And we're going to talk about world history and Jewish history, world leaders and Jewish leaders, from the time of the fall of Babylon until the end of Malachi, Malachi being the last book of the Old Testament. That will cover about 200 years of history, which will bring us up to the end, as I said, of the Old Testament, and then getting us going into that silent period of some 400 years. Part 4 will be exciting beyond words. We'll cover all of Daniel 8, a couple of verses in Daniel 9 and all of chapter 10 of Daniel. And there we will be introduced to the angel Gabriel. Oh, and also the archangel Michael, who I will call Mikael. Part 5 will find us taking our timeline and looking at all three sections and learning the names of 5, even 6, of the most prominent personalities who lived between 420 BC and 4 BC. In that same lesson of part 5, we'll study J. That's the dates of the activities of several prominent personalities who live between the Testaments, coupling them with some very pertinent data. I think you're going to really learn a lot as we go through here of names that go from the Babylonian captivity up through Malachi, and then from Malachi to the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to learn a lot of new names and some names that you are already familiar with. Part 6 will find us starting some review. Now, this course will have a lot of review because to just hear things once will not stick when they are brand new. And I will employ the old idea that repetition is the mother of all learning. And so under part 6, letter K, we will review your Between the Testaments timeline, mentioning once again the 5 or 6 most important personalities who lived in that silent period. We will also review, under L, facts concerning a world conqueror named Alexander the Great. And as I introduce him to you, I will be recalling Daniel 8, which mentions him, and reading Daniel 11, 1-3, and then we will evaluate both of those Daniel texts in the light of Ezekiel 26. Wow, what a prophecy! A long prophecy, well in advance of its fulfillment, and you are going to see what a great God we have who knows the future. Their future, long time ago, and our future also. On page 2, you'll see that I mentioned part 7. This will probably be the most complex study that we have because we're going to analyze Daniel 11:1 all the way to chapter 12, verse 3. Wow, I'm not even going to get into that to tell you what that's all about. You'll have to come back and see it firsthand. Part 8 will see us taking our timeline again, that Between the Testaments timeline, and this time we will look at the middle section of the 3 parts and really show you some interesting things. In fact, the heart and core of our course. Oh, and that will be in the middle section of that timeline. We're going to give real special attention to a ruler in Egypt by the name of Ptolemy the Second Philadelphus and talk about his Greek library. Very important to the New Testament, which ended up being written in Greek. And then in P, we're going to hit for the first time, and we'll be doing a lot of repeating here, we're going to introduce you to Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes, a Greek king, and we're going to talk about the response to his evil that is offset by a group, a family by the name of Maccabees, and that should be somewhat familiar to you. because I'm sure most of you have already heard about the apocryphal books, 1st and 2nd Maccabees. And we'll do lots of stuff on that in the part 8 and also in the parts that follow. Part 9 looks like a lot of things to cover, all the way from Q to V. We'll again show some special attention to Alexander the Great, as well as to that other Greek ruler, Ptolemy II Philadelphus. We'll, in that lesson, via extensive quotes, we'll give greater details concerning the rise of Antiochus IV Epiphanes and that subsequent request or response of the Maccabees and their successors. Yes, we'll do some review of significant dates pertaining to the intertestamental period, especially as it relates to Antiochus IV Epiphanes and the Maccabean Revolt. We'll go back once again to Antiochus IV Epiphanes, the greatest enemy of the Jews in that intertestamental period, and the Levitical Maccabees, that priestly family that took him on to defeat him. I guess you're getting the idea here, and you should, that the heart and core as to Jewish history in the intertestamental period revolves around their great enemy, Antiochus IV Epiphanes, and the Maccabean family. Once again, reviewing some significant dates, but this time ones that just really zero in on Antiochus and on the Maccabees. Then, in T, we're going to go back to Antiochus IV Epiphanes. Oh, and the Maccabean Revolt, I have already said that. And then, to conclude that lesson, part 9, we'll take a look at our first two apocryphal books and give you the outlook of 1st Maccabees and 2nd Maccabees, and we will be talking about the fact that these are the two most important history books of the intertestamental era. Parts 10 and 11, the laypersons in this class, that will be the most interesting part of all. We will summarize the Apocrypha book by book and tell you some really amazing stories that are contained in those books. Part 12 will introduce facts about some Jewish sects, Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, Herodians, and Zealots. Wow, this will be a surprise to many. Now, the Essenes are not mentioned on the pages of the New Testament, but they are very, very important in relation to things called the Dead Sea Scrolls. But one of the things you have to be asking yourself is, where did the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, and the Zealots come from? They're mentioned on the pages of the New Testament. Jesus had a second disciple named Simon. Not only Simon Peter, but he also had one named Simon Zelotes, Simon the Zealot. Who are they? And the Pharisees and Sadducees, those groups that Jesus was in constant combat with, where'd they come from? They're never mentioned on the pages of the Old Testament. But there they are, just popping up all over the place on the pages of the New Testament? Well, they came into existence in those 400 silent years between the Testaments. So there'll be some surprises there. Z, we're going to give you some examples of the 613 Old Testament laws that the Pharisees counted up and tell you some of their extra interpretations, wow, that the Pharisees brought forth. And we'll look at them in light of two Targums, Jewish translations, and their accompanying Mishnah and Gemara. Oh, that might sound confusing, but let me tell you, when you hear what those laws are and their interpretations, wow, it's going to be an intriguing part 12. Part 13 will move us to the end of the between the testaments or intertestamental era as we study Roman history. We'll be doing the third part of our timeline, and wow, I guess you know already how important it is to know Roman history, because when you turn to the pages of the New Testament, you hear right away about the first Roman emperor. Namely, who was he? Caesar Augustus, also known as Octavian Caesar. He went and sent out a decree that all the world should be counted, taxed. Oh, and then it tells us beyond Luke chapter 2, in Luke chapter 3, verse 1, that his successor was named Caesar Tiberius. And that was the emperor at the time when Jesus started his ministry. Wow, I guess you can't get along without Roman history. And I might mention to you that right now on Amazon Prime, if you have that on your TV, there's a segment, a long segment called The Roman Empire from Augustus, that's Caesar Augustus, to the fall of Rome. Oh, you might want to watch that ahead of time. Well worth your time. Tedious in some places, but it covers all kinds of subjects that are important to Roman history as we meet the Romans on the pages of the New Testament. And especially you remember one famous Roman, the one who said, oh yes, I will crucify him, namely the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. We will wrap up our course with part 14. This will be really interesting, probably a part that you've never heard about, but it is exciting. We'll comment on books of the pseudepigrapha. That means false writings. And we'll look at some books named 1st and 2nd Enoch and all their thoughts on angelology and a bunch of other nonsense that they contain. And finally, we'll give you some other books that didn't even make it into the false part that were false books. They're called The Lost Books of the Bible and The Forgotten Books of Eden. Make sure you come back in order to enjoy this entire course that is so important to the understanding of the New Testament. Now, you can understand the basics of the New Testament without knowing about the intertestamental period, but you will never understand it to its great depths and importance if you do not know what happened in those 400 silent years between the Testaments. We'll look forward to you coming back and enjoying part 2 of our study. May the Lord bless you. Amen.